Today the church celebrates the third Sunday of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A woman in a Bible study group told a story about how she had recently gone down into her basement and made an interesting discovery. Some potatoes had sprouted in the darkest corner of the room. At first, she didn't understand how they could have gotten enough light to sprout and then grow. But then she noticed that she had hung a large copper kettle from a rafter above the potatoes. She had kept the kettle so well polished that it reflected the sun's rays coming through the window onto the potatoes. As she reflected further upon this incident, she saw it as a metaphor for her role in spreading the message of Jesus to others. She wasn't a brilliant theologian or scripture scholar, but she did pray, she did worship, and she did seek to know God. And in the way she lived her life, she could see where she, like the copper kettle, could reflect the light of Christ's love, even to those who seemed to live in darkness. This story of the copper kettle fits in well with our readings for today's Mass. Isaiah the prophet says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor." That same Spirit of the Lord came upon the woman, and she felt the same call to bring the glad tidings of Jesus to those who did not see God in their lives. Her story also fits in well with our second reading, where St. Paul tells us not to quench the Spirit. The woman didn't seek to quench God's Spirit. Instead, she hoped to share the love of God with all those she met. She wanted her life to be a reflection of the life and love she received from God. Finally, the story fits in well with today's gospel, which recalls for us the preaching of John the Baptist. John went into the desert in his youth to ponder the word of God. He then came forth from the desert to preach God's word to the people, saying, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" The story of John the Baptist and the story of the woman with the kettle are both Advent stories. They're stories of individuals who found Christ by pondering the Word of God. They're stories of people who shared their discoveries with others so that they too could find Christ. All of us are called to do the same thing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us too. We too have been anointed to bring glad tidings to the poor and the downtrodden, and to those who have chosen other paths, and to those who live in darkness. Through our baptism and confirmation, we received the same calling they did, and so we too must proclaim God's word to others. And there are lots of ways that we can do this. We can do this in our homes with our relatives and friends by the way we live and by sharing with them in prayer. We can proclaim Christ in the kinds of Christmas cards and greetings that we send to others, greetings that proclaim first and foremost the birth of Christ. We can proclaim Christ to our friends and relatives who have fallen away from the faith by inviting them to join us at Mass. We're invited to do all these things and more. We've been invited to find Christ in our lives so we can help others find Christ as well. We've been invited to become a light in the darkness of our world, just as the woman in our story and John the Baptist were. This is Christ's own personal message and invitation to us in today's readings. Now, It's up to us to respond.